It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing, Josh?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. You enjoy the nice weather yesterday up in the 40s there?
I did, but it was spent doing housework.
Oh, okay. That scrape, get some of the ice off your sidewalk and all that kind of stuff then?
Yeah. Hoping the sun will take care of the rest of it today.
Yeah. I'm on the wrong side of the street. It's nice. It's okay on the other side. It's all sunny. We're not on the sunny side of the street.
That's all right.
Yeah, we get
Neither
by.
Am I.
We get by. Yeah, you're on the same side we are. So. Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Spec 4, Lester Dwayne Nelson. Lester was born on April 12th, 1940 in Dawson, passed away on March 30th, 2003. He entered active duty in the United States Army on January 22nd, 1962 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Was honorably discharged almost 3 years later on January 12th, 1965 at Fort Hamilton, New York. He was a wheeled vehicle mechanic with the 68th Transportation Company. Spent 2 years, 6 months, and 1 day overseas service in Europe. So he's only spent about, 5.5 months stateside. And most likely he was learning his job skill and then was sent over to Europe for the duration of his tour. Some medals and ribbons that he earned. He was a marksman with the M14 rifle, and he earned a driver and mechanics badge with a wheel bar. You know, they have them for wheel, they have them for track, and so on. So thank you, Lester, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
All of them. Every one of them.
Especially in my office.
That's right. Well, let's talk about the topic at hand. The VA wants some public input on veterans' outdoor recreation experience. What's that all about?
Yeah, there were news release on last week announced that VA is seeking input on ways to get veterans involved with outdoor activities to facilitate better whole health. VA seeks input from veterans outdoor recreation groups on how it can facilitate a health and wellness of veterans, their families, caregivers, and survivors through improved access to public lands and other outdoor spaces. As I was figuring out which press release to put in the news, I was looking at this and I was thinking, we have a lot of that here. We have a lot of outdoor recreation opportunities with Lacaparral State Park nearby, Big Stone State Park, Hartford Beach.
Lacaparral County Park even.
Lacaparral County Park.
All kinds of nice places.
A lot of the Lacaparral Refuge has wheelchair accessible hunting blinds for goose hunters. So it's, we're pretty lucky out here to have a lot of these. Research shows access to the outdoors may contribute significantly to better health and well-being, and VA wants to learn how it can best integrate outdoor experiences into its whole health approach to providing care to veterans and their families, caregivers, and survivors. I want to use this opportunity to understand how VA can work closely with veterans' outdoor recreation groups that have been leading the way in using outdoor experiences to help their fellow veterans heal and stay healthy, according to Deputy Assistant Undersecretary for Health and Patient Care, Dr. Maria Laurenti. I think that's how you say it. Anyways, we look forward to collaborating with our partners and making outdoor recreation a foundational piece of VA's world-class whole health-based care. As part of this request for information, VA is asking individuals, groups, entities involved in providing veterans outdoor recreation to submit comments from February 23rd to March 25th. To help guide the work of strengthening the relationship between VA and managers of public lands, identifying barriers that may prevent veteran access to public lands to augment delivery of health and wellness services, and making recommendations to address those barriers. The subject document is officially published in the Federal Register. The official version of this document, supporting documents, and additional information about this document is now available on at Federal Register Public Inspection 2022-03734, Request for Information on Veterans Outdoor Recreation. And this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, so if you didn't get that number, you can look there.
Or they can contact you.
Exactly. Many of another thing that another local program. They do have a Veterans in the Outdoors program. It's run by, I think his name's Stephen Johnson. He's from the Boyd area, and he provides hunting trips and other outdoor opportunities to veterans.
Well, you've been involved in some of that stuff, I think.
Yes, I have. He works closely with Chippewa County Pheasants Forever in putting on their Veterans Pheasant Hunt every year, as well as he's offered a range day in the past where, you know, veterans can go to the do a shooting range in Montevideo and just have fun with rifles, pistols, shotguns, what have you, and in a safe shooting area. So
sounds good.
Yeah. More information on this, like I said, it'll be in the Dawson Sentinel Western Guard this week. And, of course, you can contact our office. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number for us.
Of course I do. You're so generous.
I put it right out there for you.
That's right. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse. Next week, I will be out of the office for a couple of days for meetings and such, and some training. So, as always, please call ahead before you come over. Just make sure I'm around, and that number is 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. And, again, watch for this information, today's info, in the Western Guard at Austin Sentinel.
And your podcast.
And a podcast, Q92 Podcast,
yep,
at klqpfm.com, and we will see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with us. Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.